Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. It's another day that the Lord has kept us in. We're glad. We're glad about it because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He came by and touched us with a thing of love once again and said, okay, it's a new day. It's a new day. So we here at the Ready Church, we're here to say that we come to rejoice in the Lord on today. You know, so much going on each and every day, as I always say. You know, violence filling the land and love a minute growing cold. And, you know, it's just so much going on in this world. We know here, we hit the Red Church. We know it's nothing new for us to tell you day by day. To watch and pray, stay alert. I'm telling you, signs all around about us, the signs of the time. You know, as I say, you know, people can pay attention to the weather, you know, and say, hey, you know, it's cloudy out there and it looks like it's going to rain. And, you know, he's look like it's coming up a storm. Lord have mercy. There's a storm up on the ocean, the saints used to sing, and it's moving this whole way. If your soul is not anchored, you will surely drift away. And you don't want to drift away. Then the old saint said, drift away, Lord, drift away. You will surely drift away. And we can say today that this nation has really truly drifted away. Drifted away from our morals and our values and good standards and godly standards and the word of God. We have surely drift away from the word of God and from the will of God. So we here at the River Church want you to know, get back to biblical truth. Get back to sound doctrine. I mean, the word of God let us know that in the last hour that many shall be deceived. It didn't say few, y'all. Come on. Every day, people are being deceived. You know, even in relationships, people being deceived, you know, people sleeping with the enemy and don't even know it. You know, the enemy snatching people alive, left and right. You know, people, you know, getting hooked up with people they don't know, you know, and some of them meeting at the altar. I never in my life would have believed that people would actually be going to marry somebody and don't know them. Or anything until you get to the altar. Oh my God, you know that this is a sad time. This is a change. I mean, a great change for America. I'm telling you, it's witchcraft all everywhere. It's witchcraft in America because witchcraft, you know, it brings, you know, it alters your thinking. You know, it's a spell that's been cast over. You know, this nation has forgotten God. This nation has forgotten and forsaken, you know, our values and, you know, our principles and good character. I'm telling you today, everything is going down but the word of God. Homes, you know, families and, You know, everything, as I say, you know, families don't love like they used to. The love of many has waxed cold. The Bible then fulfills, say, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot. I'm telling you, so shall it be in our day. And we see it today. Come on, pay attention to the signs. You know, I'm constantly talking about signs because signs and symbols are very, very important. Signs and symbols are very important. And signs and symbols have been around for a long time. A long time. So today, you know, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace on today, God. I pray you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Use me for your glory, God. Change people's lives, God. Stir their hearts before time is too late. Help them to say, what must I do to be saved? And this last hour, God, we pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over sick minds on today and suicidal minds. And, oh, God, we just pray for this nation that have forsaken your truths in this last hour. We pray for these false teachers and false leaders that are leading people away and astray in this last hour. I pray in the name of Jesus that the scales will fall off people's eyes and they will be able to see. And they'll be able to say, I once was blind, but now I see. And the only way they can be able to see is through the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. As I say, you know, we see so much going on from day to day. Every day you hear bad news versus good news. You know, but I'm telling you, the good news is that Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. The good news is that Jesus will save your soul on today. You can be born again. You can have a changed life today. Just making a decision, you know, because God gave everybody free will. You know, he ain't going to make you be saved. You know, he gave everybody free will. He could make you be saved, but he's not going to because he gave man free will, free choice. It's your, you know, it's your will to do right or to do wrong. It's your choice today. But we here at the River Church want to tell you, if you want to make heaven your home, you know, if everybody's leaving here, if you want to make heaven your home, you got to choose Jesus. You got to accept Christ in your life today. You know, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Every time you hear the word of God, he's calling you. He's saying, come on, oh sinner, sinner man, where you gonna keep running? Is you going to get tired and just stop and say, oh, Lord, I surrender. I give up. I give everything up to you. Just take my life and use my life for your glory. Help me to make a difference where it counts in these last and evil days. That's what you want to say. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm saying. We here at the Ready Church, as usual, we just want to, you know, to help you. And the message don't change, y'all. If y'all looking for me to change this message, it's not changing. Just like Noah preached for 120 years, the same message. Jesus is coming. Get right, church. He wants to save your soul. And the message not changing. He wants to make you whole. The message not changing. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So like I tell you, people keep saying God doing new things. If it's new, it's not true. Okay, y'all? Okay, I'm telling you, watch signs and symbols that's been around for a long time. And today we're going to talk about enchantment. Enchantment. But before we go there, we're going to Psalms 100. We need to know who made us, and he made us for his glory, and he made us according to his purpose. He made you because he wants to use you. The Bible says he called the young because they're strong. He wants to use you. You can make a difference today in somebody's life. Your changed life will help change other life. We all were born in sin. We came out of our mother's womb. The Bible says in Jeremiah, he formed us. He knew us. Even before he formed us in our mother's womb, he formed you. He wants to use you today. If you just accept him and your little bit of heart, he will live in there for the rest of your life. Here in Psalms 100, and we're just going to read three verses. Listen, make a joyful noise. Come on, be excited about Christ. Come on. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord. That's what we're doing here at the Ready Church. We're serving the Lord and with gladness. I'm excited about my God. When I, you know, try to tell y'all about God and his goodness and what he's done for me, he'll do for you. And because the Bible says, what he say to one, he say to all. So what he done for me, do it for you. If you just accept him on today, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. I'm glad. Come before the Lord. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Who is he? He's God. No man here on this earth is God, but he is God. And it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. So we're going to stop right there. I want you to know we come to serve the Lord with gladness here at the Ready Church. We're so glad that the Lord spared our lives once again to come before you to share the word of God. We need to get back to biblical principle, get back to the biblical teachings. You know, the Bible, the King James Version. Yes, I'm promoting the King James Version. Yes, I am. His word is still the same. He said, don't add and don't take away. And the reason why, that's why I'm talking about the King James Version, because it's been around a long time. And it says, don't add and don't take away. And I was given an NIV Bible when it first came out some years ago. And I noticed that some words had changed. So, you know, when you change one word, can change the whole meaning to a whole meaning, you know? So it's so important that we stick with the word of God. Some verses were left out. I noticed some verses were left out. And stuff, and I was like, nope. That's why he says, watch, pray, stay alert. You know, as I always say, every time I come up here to minister the word of life, the enemy try to get in my tongue. They try to get in my thoughts so that I can't share the word of God. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We will do what thus saith the Lord as long as he assign our hands to do so. Because we, like the Lord, we don't want any to perish. You don't want to lose your family. Don't want to lose your friend or anyone. Even our enemies, we pray for them that despitefully use us, and we pray for those that hate us without a cause over here at the Ready Church. So they say, oh, I'm sick of that Ready Church. Keep telling everybody to change, and, you know, Jesus is the same. He's coming. Well, he's still coming, and we here at the Ready Church going to contend for the faith. The Bible said, remove not the old landmark. We're not going to remove anything. We're not going to change God's word. There's not many ways. Jesus is still the way today, y'all. And the reason why we're going, that's one of the reasons why we're going to talk about contentment. You know, okay. Enchantment. Okay, let's talk about enchantment. Enchantment. This spirit is being used all over this nation today. It's witchcraft in America. This enchantment spirit helps, you know, the meaning. Okay, let's go there. This and the word enchantment can refer to feeling or being attached by something pretty or exciting. Now, the Bible said there's pleasure in sin, so the devil already know, you know, that you ain't want to give up sin. But we're telling you here that the Bible said the wages or the pay for sin is death. But right here, okay, enchantment, can refer to a feeling of being attached by something pretty or exciting. Now, you know, the devil make things look real good. It's an action of targeting a person or a group or object or entity. Okay? Now, we know that the Bible said that there is pleasure in sin. That means that there's things that people don't want to give up because they pleasure in it. They like it. But see, the devil knows, you know, he offers you stuff that you know, you're going to just take the bait. Because if you're already in sin, you know, then he knows that you need to be born again in order to change. So we're here to Ready Church want you to know that the devil, you know, he don't love you. He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. But Jesus come to keep your life, and that life more abundantly. And see, the Bible talk about enchantment, and enchantment is abomination to God. The word of God says it's an abomination to him. You know, that means he hates. He hated. You know, he hates things that against his word. You know, when you go against his will, you know, and you do your own thing. And just like the name says, abomination, that's exactly what the devil wants to do, is bomb this nation. He wants to destroy this nation. Yeah, that's what the devil wants to do. And, you know, the Bible said there's no good thing in the flesh. That's what the devil has to use, your flesh. Enchantments and spells and witchcraft and, you know, and sorcery and things like that. So everywhere you look today, we can see flesh is everywhere. Flesh is a mess. Flesh is doing whatever it wants to do. Everywhere you look, flesh, flesh, flesh. You know, everybody was doing selfies one time. Just everywhere you look, everybody taking pictures of selfies. Just self, self, self. You see, stuff was being lifted up. And God, we just read, he made us for himself. He made us. He made us to glorify him, you know. And the Bible says in Romans 7 and 18, Paul talks about it. You know, he said there's no good thing in your flesh. Nothing good in your flesh. So the devil wants to use your flesh. And as I said, there's nothing good in your flesh. Let yourself and say, there's nothing good in my flesh. Nothing good. Nothing good. This nation, you know, everywhere you look, like I said, this nation has fallen, you know, has fallen from its morals, its good principles, its good values. Don't you see the sign? I see the sign. This world has really changed. And, you know, witchcraft and spells and witchery has blindsided a lot of people. They don't understand. Isaiah 14 and 12 said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the devil, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which do weaken the nation? The devil is weakening this nation with witchcraft, with sorcery. Like I said, everywhere you look, I mean, people are just, you know, have changed. You know, the love of many, nice and cold, families don't love. The unity is gone out the window. And like I say, you need to pay attention because the devil is using signs and symbols. And signs and symbols ain't just got around, y'all. I mean, people been using hand gestures and signs for years. And things that people thought was hid, God is uncovering. You know, because his words say there's nothing hid that shall not be revealed. So you got people that have gotten into sororities and, you know, secret society things, and, you know, and stuff. And God is just pulling the cover off of this stuff, you know. Yeah, because, look, there's no good thing in the flesh. And I'm not just talking about men, flesh, but women flesh, and all the children flesh. Everybody flesh is a mess today. Obsession, people obsessed with their flesh. They are. And flesh will get you in trouble. So you don't keep flesh under control, flesh will get you in trouble. And trouble is easy to get in and hard to get out of. The next people need to control their flesh, but there's a spirit of enchantment, of witchcraft, and sorcery all over this nation. That's why our nation is out of control. People are out of control in the world and the church. In the world and in the church, they both look alike. The world and the church. Because the spirit of witchcraft is all over America, all over the world. The spirit of obsession with yourself, with your flesh. Nothing good in it. You know, people so, you know, who looks better than who. Oh, I mean, it got so much going on. It's hair, makeup, just everything. Taking you away from God. Not that he don't want you to look nice, but when you're putting everything before him, you know, you just so hooked on your flesh till you can't even see God. You know, you ain't even got time for him. You so into yourself. That's what I'm talking about. Being into yourself. All about you. Houses and cars and clothes and shoes and sports and all these things become an idol to you. You know, you get obsessed with these things. And it takes you away from praying and seeking God and fasting, you know, and reading your word and studying the word and meditating on the word. All these things will take you away from that. It'll take you away from your relationship with God, your closeness with him. Yeah. The Bible says in Galatians 3, now one, let's go there. Galatians 1. The spirit of enchantment all over the world today. All over the world. There's a spell that's been cast over your mind that you won't even see God. The Bible says in Galatians 3:1, it says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who have tricked you? Who have tricked you? Who have put a spell over you? It's a person. It said that you should not obey the truth before those eyes. Jesus Christ has been evident, set forth, crucified among you. So he said, oh, foolish Galatian. And we can look around today and we say that we can see that there's a spirit of witchcraft all over people's mind. They're not, they can't even think right. Can't talk right. You know? But the Bible said, who has bewitched you? In other words, it takes a person. You got to allow a person to take control over your mind and your belief, and to get you to change it. You know, that's what happened in the garden. You know, place Adam and Eve in the garden, and already gave them the instructions on the do's and the don'ts. He said, look, look at all these trees in the garden, but the one in the midst of the garden, do not touch, lest ye should die. Now, I'm going to tell you, now, out of all the trees and the fruits and everything in the midst of the garden, could they not obey that? Well, they were obeying that until the serpent came into the garden, slithered his way in, just like these pastors and leaders have slithered their way into the house of God and bewitched you and tricked you and taken you away from truth. This is what took place in the garden. And the serpent went to Eve, and he said, did God really say that to you, that you should not eat from the tree in the midst of the garden? Why not? That's what he was saying. Why not? Because he knows if you eat from that tree in the midst of the garden, you're going to be God just like him. You're going to be smarter just like him. And she didn't have to listen. She didn't have to obey the serpent. She didn't have to obey the Satan. But she chose to listen. See, when the enemy started talking to you, that's why it's so important that you watch and pray. You know, pay attention to the signs of the time. Pay attention to things around you, people around you, who's feeding things to your spirit. Your eye gates are the wonder to your soul. Your ears, things you hear and things you see are very important for your soul. You know, I say they're the wonder to your soul. Your eyes is the wonder. It's the gate that things come inside of you and take over and try to control you. See, and that's what took place in the garden. She let what God had told her. She let the enemy talk to her and change her belief system. Just that quick, him telling her that, and she listened and obeyed and ate of the fruit. And when she ate of the fruit, she didn't just eat alone. She wanted to her husband, Adam, to eat from the fruit. See, when people go down, they don't want to go down alone. They offer you the same thing that took them down. So here we see that the enemy talked to Eve. She disobeyed God. And when they disobeyed God, that's when it separated them from God. When you disobey God, it separates you. It separates you from the one who made you, from your creator. That's why Jesus came. Where Adam and Eve fell, Jesus came to restore us back. That's why I said, whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. He came to set us free from the hands of the enemy. And as I said, enchantment is all around you. The spirit of sorcery, of witchcraft, is all around you, trying to talk to your mind, trying to lead you away from the truth, trying to lead you away from the Bible, trying to lead you away from righteousness to unrighteousness. That is what we have today, enchantment all around about us. And the Bible warns us of it. And we just got the reading. It said, who has bewitched you? Who has tricked you? Who has put a spell? Who casted a spell over your mind? The enemy cast a spell over Eve and Adam's mind that they stopped obeying God and lost their belief, their belief system, because they were obeying God. He told them, he placed them in the garden. He placed them in there. It was Adam, then Eve, and then children. You know? He gave Adam to Eve, and it became a family, which the devil got in there. And then the son that they had, Cain and Abel, look how the devil do. He had him to kill his brother, the first murder in the Bible. Came from the Bible, the first murder from a family. So the devil don't care about your family. Oh, yeah, he come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he uses a person. He always uses somebody. We just read it. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? It was a serpent that came in the garden, bewitched her, that she would not continue to believe what God told her and to obey him. Because she didn't believe. Because you stop believing once you go against what he told you to do. You stop believing. So I'm going to tell you about a few people in this world besides Adam and Eve that the enemy tricked. This nation was founded with prayer. Prayer. You know, as I always say, little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. What you feed will live, and what you don't feed will die. It will starve. If you feed your spirit, the word of God, you will grow in your faith. If you don't, then it will die. Because, you know, you get strength. Strength from the word of God. You get strength from prayer. The power of prayer. As I said, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Now, we're going to talk about some people that the devil has used in an enchantment in this world system that we're living in, and see if you notice anything. Now, one person can change everybody, everything around you. I just told you about prayer. One person the devil used to take prayer out of the school system. One woman. So who has bewitched you? The Bible says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Here, we have right here, one woman in the nation controlled by darkness against God and against the Bible took prayer out of the school. Took prayer out of the whole nation, a whole school system. Ain't that something? She was a New Ager. Her name was Matlin. There it is. Matlin O'Hara. That's her name. Matlin O'Hara, a New Ager. Yeah. Came in and changed everything. Took prayer out of school. And when prayer went out of school, what came in? The guns came in school. We've had, I don't know how many shootings in this nation since prayer has been out of school. I don't know how many kids we have lost their lives behind gun violence in the school. One woman. Yeah, one woman. An atheist. One that didn't believe in God. Came in and took prayer out of the school system. That's why I'm telling you how the spirit of enchantment, witchery, witchcraft in America, in our nation. Yes. Now it says, an atheist filed several lawsuits that dealt with the First Amendment separation of church and state issues. It said she sought to prohibit Bible reading in Baltimore's public school and an unconstitutional activities. Wow, ain't that something? Prayer out and Satan in. Guns came in. Violence. Yeah. It says over 1,000 has been killed in school shootings. And probably more than that. And this was in 1963. One woman bewitched the nation to control a whole nation to take prayer out of the school. Who has bewitched you? This nation, who has bewitched you? Then over here, I wrote about another article. It's another sign in American enchantment. The Ten Commandments, out of the court system, out of the school, in 1980, Alabama chief judge ordered to remove Ten Commandments monument from a schoolless 79-page opinion. Judge Thompson rejected all of the chief justice arguments. It says the federal court today validated the religious freedom of all Alabama citizens, not just those who shared the Chief Justice's views that a belief in a Christian God is only real religious in Alabama, says Rob Winsberg, a chief staff attorney with American Civil Liberty Union of Alabama. So you see that? One man, one woman took prayer out of our nation and brought about change, took commandments out, brought about change, because people don't see thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false. They don't hear the thou shalt not. And that's what the devil wants, to get rid of all the thou shalt not. He don't want no rules. The devil don't want no rules, especially not in the schools and in the court system. Matter of fact, me and my daughter, we were at the courthouse maybe a few months back. And when we was walking up to the door, the man was coming out. He said, "Welcome to the devil's house." I said, "Wow, did you just hear what he said? Welcome to the devil's house." You know, your principalities and and powers and rulers, you know, over communities and, you know, and different, you know, areas of the city, you know, principalities. Yes, rulers of darkness of this world. The Bible says that Satan was kicked out to the earth, that old serpent called the devil. Yes, was kicked out to the earth. And then Job said, "Where are you going, Satan?" He said, "To and fro, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may devour to destroy." He wants to destroy you. He hates you. He don't love you. And like I said, when you take prayer out, you take the commandments out, then what else came in? Suicide. Because people don't hear, thou shalt not kill. You know? And thou shalt not steal. And then the devil have you to doing things, you know? And he try to rule over your mind, over your thoughts. Enchantment. Spirits. Oh, my God. And then, you know, I was reading even homosexuality. You know, it's classified as a mental disorder. Until when? Until 1973. Yeah. You know, it says, so they've been working on these to defend the rights of all people nationwide for years by abortion care, trans people rights to live freely, people rights to vote, and the freedom of a stock. Well, I know it's so little right now, I can't even see. But yeah, I mean, it's just so much that has taken place in this nation. The Bible said they will be coming to change the law. And we've seen the laws have changed. And then there's another article that said they have Flashback Friday. It says, today in 1973, APA removes homosexuality from the list of mental illness. It said 40 years ago, December 15, 2007, this is when she wrote this article, 2017, it said American Psychiatric Association made history by issuing a resolution stating that homosexuality was not a mental illness or sickness. Pay attention to the signs, y'all. Signs are around about us. Signs are important. Give your life to Christ. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He said, "I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Because what? You trust in him. These enchantment spirits is witchcraft. Come to trick you to not to obey the truth, the word of God. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to who's speaking in your life. Pay attention to symbols. Pay attention. You must pay attention. You must watch. You must pray. You must stay alert. Woman, thou art loose. One man came in with "Woman, thou art loose" and changed America. Y'all knew I was going to hit on it. So I'm just trying to tell you, Madeline O'Hara took prayer out of school, and then we had Thompson to take the commandments out. And now, look, then you had woman dollar loose. Here we go. Woman dollar loose and man's power, and man don't have no power without God. Can't do nothing. Apart from God, you are nothing. Apart from God, I'm nothing. We cannot do anything apart from God. Woman dollar loose now. You look around, I mean, women walking up and down the street with thongs on. Might as well not have nothing on that with a string in the back. What is that holding? What is that hiding? What is that? And then we got Pride Month, they had men walk riding on motorcycles naked. Come on, with young kids all around this nation. Witchcraft is in America, y'all. There's a spell over this nation, y'all. Enchantment all around about you. Watch, pray, stay alert. Jesus is coming. Oh, yes, the spirit of darkness is all around about you, all around about us. The Bible said remove not the old landmark. Let's go to Proverbs. Yes, remove not your own landmark. Don't forget your foundational truth. It's God's word, y'all. Proverbs. Let's see. Proverbs. It's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, y'all. So bear with me. Whenever the Lord say, get up, or, you know, I got to move. Let's see. Proverbs. Let's see. 22. Yeah, Proverbs 22 and 28. It says, remove not the ancient landmark. It's something that already been set, y'all. But these people, Madeline O'Hara and Thompson. Yeah. And Jakes, come on now. It said remove not the ancient landmark. Now, why is they telling you God is doing a new thing, you know, and there's many ways to God? Well, this Bible says there's only one way, and that way is Jesus. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the light. And he's light. The Bible said remove not the ancient landmark, which thy Father has set. And then over at Proverbs 23 and 10, it said the same thing. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the field of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty. He has pleaded their cause with thee. We cannot forget. Oh, yes. Verse 12 says, apply their heart into instructions and thy ears to the word of knowledge. That's what he wants us to do. Apply thy heart into instruction, into God's instruction. But see, these people, these three right here, they wanted their way. She was a new ager, you know? And she died, let's see, when did Marilyn die? She died. Let's see how my notes together here. She died in 1995. She was born in 1919. She had a plan. She was born in 1919 and died in 1995. But in 1963, one woman, that spirit, the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of sorcery, you know, the spirit of enchantment was so strong, you know, upon the nation. We need to pray. We need to get back to biblical truth, y'all. the word of God will stand. You know, I used to tell my children, I say, you know what? I know there is more power in unity, but you know what? Y'all can still pray. No one can ever take prayer from you. Pray. You can pray. You can be looking at somebody and not open your mouth and be praying in your spirit. Lord, touch them. Lord, save them. Lord, deliver them. Yes. Yes. Keep on praying. He'll answer you. We'll never stop praying. I'll never stop praying. For the Lord is nigh. And the word of God say, here, hear my cry. Come on, y'all. Enchantment spirits all around about us. Yes. Witchcraft in America. Satan is crafty, y'all. He's cunning. He has many names. He's a beast. He's a serpent. He's a devil. He's evil. Yeah, that's the sign. He's evil. He's wicked. And the Bible says the eyes are the window to your soul. Be careful what you take in to your spirit. Let's go to Luke. As I said, it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah now. Let's see, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Probably won't be before you long. 11 and 34. The light of the body is the eyes. Y'all be careful. That's why I say signs and symbols are for a reason. I want you to see the light of the body is the eyes. Therefore, when the eyes are single, the whole body also is full of light. But when the eyes is evil, the body is full of darkness. So the eyes is a window to your soul. Let's go to Proverbs. Let's go back to Proverbs. Y'all write these scriptures down and go and, you know, and read them. Feed your spirit. He wants to talk to you. He wants to save you. There's so much going on today. But Jesus, he's still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. If you would just trust him on today. I tried him and I know. I tried Jesus, and he's all right. Oh, yes. Proverbs 30 and verse 17. Proverbs 30. Let me see. Proverbs 30. I think I wrote that one right in my way to I wrote that one. Ain't a way about a man but the devil. All about a man but the devil. And we ain't getting him no glory over here at the Red Church. We ain't getting him nothing. But like I said, the light of the body is your eyes. Therefore, be careful what you entertain with your eyes and your ears. The Bible said be slow to hear. I mean, quick to hear and slow to speak. So you have to be careful in this last hour. Watch, pray, stay alert. Watch, pray, stay alert. So I told you the devil get mad because I be sharing the word of God and because, you know, I'm trying to get y'all to get these scriptures. So, you know, sometimes when you get alone and the devil talking to your mind, grab the word of God. He know that you get peace and comfort from the word of God. And the Bible says, you know, he'll flee. He'll run. He'll run. When you speak the word, the devil runs, honey. He can't stand the word of God. And that's why, you know, when Jesus was our perfect example, and when the devil took him up to the high pinnacle, you know, and he was trying to tell off of God stuff, like he did these ministers and these preachers today. I mean, the preachers now doing reality shows. What in the world? Reality shows? Oh, my God. I mean, what was it, Kurt Franklin? He giving a dual reality show. All these men and women that's not saved, that's been in the church for years, but that's all it was churchgoers. Now, there's a difference. When Christ come in, behold, all things become new. Now, y'all know Dietrich Haddon, he be humping and bumping just like he think he Prince. And then Kurt Franklin, he always wanted to be Michael Jackson. He do the same moves that Michael Jackson was doing, and Michael Jackson was not claiming to be saved. I'm telling you, the spirit of darkness, y'all. Pay attention to the sign. The Bible says in John chapter 8 and 44, it says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you would do. That's what these preachers doing. That's what these preachers are doing today. He say, ye are of your father the devil. This mess they doing, and the lust of your father you would do. Then you know, God, when I have these men up in the church doing what they doing, you know, shaking themselves like that, twerking in the house of God, you ought to be shaming yourself. That's the devil. It say, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust. And I just got through telling you there's no good thing in your flesh. Enchantment. Yeah. Enchantment. Spirits. And sorcery. Witchcraft. In the house of God. Ichabod's on the doorposts of the house. Yes. Spirit of the Lord has departed. The presence of the Lord is not there. It's not there. People just doing whatever they want to do. Now, John chapter 9, verses 4 and 5 says, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. Why the blood run warm in your vein? Why you still got activity in your limb? Why you still can see? It said, and night cometh when no man can work. Because when death comes, nobody can work. Dead things don't move. Dead man's eyes ain't open. The dead man's eyes is closed and not to open again. Ain't that so? Come on, y'all. Come on. We must work the work of him that sent us while it's day. Come on. Why the blood running warm in your vein? Come on. The Bible says in Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah. We're going through here real quick this morning, in the morning. Isaiah 5. Read your Bible. I hope you got your Bible. Hope you ain't got your cell phone, but your Bible. Everything is going down but the word of God. 5:20. It says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I said, woe unto them. That's what we're saying today. Things are turned upside down. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Good is evil. Evil is good. Can't you see the sign? Watch. The handwriting's on the wall, y'all. Enchantment. It's a part of witchcraft. Sorcery. And it's fully, clearly forbidden by God's law. Let's go to Leviticus. We're getting there. Enchantment spirits all around y'all. Leviticus. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Where it is. Leviticus 19 and verse 26. It says, ye shall not eat anything that has that with blood, neither shall ye use enchantment nor observe of time. Come on. Enchantment. Witchcraft. Sorcery. Enchantment. Spells. Someone casting spells on someone. Come on. A diviner. Magician. Fortune telling. Necromancy. Astrologers. People reading me. Tell me, what sign are you? I represent Jesus. I hold up the sign that says Jesus. And Jesus only. In Christ alone, I place my trust. And I will glory in the power of the cross. Every victory, let it be said of me. He's my source of strength. My source of hope is in Christ alone. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we need to pay attention to the signs. Pay attention. People practicing enchantment all around about this witchcraft all in America. See how the devil keep trying to twist up my tongue? Don't you want me to say witchcraft? Ain't that something? There's just two kingdoms, y'all. And you either in one or the other. There's two kings and two kingdoms. And you either in one or the other. God runs one kingdom. Satan runs the other one. God is of light and Satan is of darkness. Behold, darkness is coming when no man can work. We just got to read in it. So we need to work while it's day. Be a light to Christ while you can. Choose him today while you can. Satan wants to control your life. That's what witchcraft does. It controls. Try to manipulate you, dominate you, and control your life. Yes. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. We're getting through here. Genesis chapter 2. And verse 16 says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest they'll freely eat. Now, all the trees in the garden, he said, I give you privilege to eat from. It said, verse 17, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou shalt eat, there thou shalt surely die. Now, he made it plain and clear that you would surely die. That's why people die. Because we are the seed of Adam and Eve. And that's why you need to be born again. Because, see, Jesus came to restore us back to God. Where Adam and Eve fell by not obeying God's word, not sticking with the word of God, it brought separation between man and God. And today, people don't want to be connected back with God. Man wants to rule himself. Man wants to be God. Man wants to control. That's why they say it's a new world order. And President Bush talking about we are forging. Anything you forge is not real. See, Jesus is a real thing. You know, but Satan is, he's not the real thing. He's the fake thing, trying to imitate God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 18, Genesis 18, Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 18. I had nodded off and woke right back up. Said, okay, Lord. In Genesis, it says, Deuteronomy 18 and verse 14. For these nations which thou hast possessed, hearken unto observers of time and of diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee to do so. He told us, don't do it. Don't do it. He don't want you to do it. Enchantment, spells, working with the devil. He don't want you to do it. Don't do it. Isaiah 2 and 6. Again, through here, just doing some scriptures this morning. As I said, it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't see my watch right now, but Isaiah 2, getting on through here. Thank you, God, for your word. Oh, your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our faith. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. I'm telling you, there's so much going on. I'm trying to hit Isaiah 2. Isaiah 2 and 6. It says, therefore thou hast forsaken thy people and the house of Jacob, because thou be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistine. And they please themselves and in the children of strangers. We're not to please ourselves. We're to please God. And it displeases him to get into enchantment, witchcraft, soothsaying. Did you just read that along with me? It said, therefore thou hast forsaken thy people. In the house of Jacob, you've forsaken the things of God, because thou hast replenished from the east and are soothsayers, like the Philistine now. People are doing things that they ain't never done before. You're crossing up. You're crossing over. You're turning your back on God. Tell me God's doing a new thing. No, if it's new, it's not true. Get back. Get back to biblical truth. He don't want you to dabble in witchcraft and sorcery, casting a spell, necromancy, talking to the dead, going to the graveyard, and talking to your dead loved ones and happy birthday. It's over. It's over. Come on, y'all. You need to stop playing. You're messing with spirits. And they're not of God. He said, don't do it. Now, Revelation 9 and 21 says, he said, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorcery, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. People are doing all these things. They ain't repenting. People out here murdering people. Under that spirit of witchcraft. Murdering, sorcery, fornicating, sleeping with people that you ought not be, you know, all around. Come on. And theft, stealing from people. That's a strong delusion, y'all. Strong delusion in this nation. Out of control. Chaos everywhere. Everywhere. Oh, yes, drugs everywhere. Drugs, pharmakia. Yeah. Translated in, let's see, Galatians 5 and 20. See, pharmakia ain't nothing but pharmacy. Drugs, y'all. Yeah. You know, like I said the other day, fentanyl and tranquilizers and all this stuff. People just being drugged up with drugs. The devil works in this stuff. Sorcery. That's a part of sorcery. Witchcraft. Magic, potion, mind-altering, drugs. You know, drinking alcohol. It's mind-altering. Your mind. Oh, my God, there's so much that I say from week to week, from day to day, that the enemy is just working in all areas, whatever way he can, to destroy you. The devil don't love you. He He come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus said, I come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. Let's read that, John 10:10. Let's see what the Bible say about Satan, what he come to do. John 10:10. John 10:10. We studying here, y'all. We studying. John 10:10. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to John, Jude, right quick. He said, four. Let's go there right quick. Jude 4, and we'll get back to John. It said, for there certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, y'all. Kirk Franklin, Deidre, and all the ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus. Yes, I'm telling you, there's so much going on in this world. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said he's going to give us life, that life more abundant. We're going to get there in a few minutes. Let's go to Revelation 18 and 23. No, John 10:10. Let me go ahead and get there. Before I forget that, let me go. I want to get there. John 10:10. It says, the thief, come on, the devil. He's a thief. He come to rob you of your joy. He come to rob you of your relationship with God. He wants to rob you. He wants to take it from you. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, this is what Jesus said he come to do. He said, but I, that ye may have life, and that ye may have it abundantly. Who don't want abundant life? Who don't want abundant life in Christ? I want abundant life in Christ myself. I take that over anything else that above anything that the enemy wants to do or give. I take Jesus. I made Jesus my choice. I decided to make Jesus my choice. It's a song that we used to sing years ago. Some folks would rather have houses and land, but I decided to make Jesus my choice. I pray that we here at Ready Church will help you to make Jesus your choice. Come on. You see all the signs of everything that's taking place, chaos in the land, violence filling the land, love of many waxing cold. You know, people don't love like they used to. The lack of respect everywhere. These are the signs, y'all. These are the end time signs. It says in verse 2 Corinthians, this is what we have going on, y'all. Sorcery in the church. Yes. Enchantment everywhere. Trying to cast a spell on your mind. Trying to cast a spell over your body. It says, and this is what he's using. For such are false apostles. That's what we got in the church today. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, trying to fool you. He said, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Everybody thought, you know, Lord have mercy. He called them silly women. Silly women. Who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you? Lord have mercy. The Bible says up in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, But I fear lest enemies, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. See, that's what the enemy come to do. The serpent, as he beguiled Eve, he's beguiled the church today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he's tricked you. Cast a spell on you. Sorcery. Enchantment. And you see, even with the young people, on a lot of these programs and shows and stuff, people don't even pay attention. Sorcery. Spell casting. All over your children. You want to know why your children act like they do. They unseemly. Seeming. They won't even obey you. Talking back to you. You know? Enchantment. You see it. Y'all know what enchantment is. It's a spirit of witchcraft. Witchcraft in America, y'all. Satan is at work. The Bible says in Revelation 10. Revelation 12. Just telling you what the devil come to do now. 12:9. I'm constantly reading this to you because I want you to get it. It's saying the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. You live on the world. Yeah, I live in the world. Come on. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. And the last scripture that I'm going to read. Is Acts 13. Come on. I want to hold you. Acts 13. Come on, y'all. Run. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. Because you may not have this chance anymore. I think we go to Ephesians. Ephesians. I just go whatever you want me. I'm on Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunken with wine, wherein is excessive, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God, y'all. We here at the Ready Church today just want to point you to Jesus. I'll point you to Jesus. Come to Jesus while you have a chance, because you may not have this chance anymore. God bless you, Ready Church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and praise you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, continue to minister to us in a special way in this last hour. We pray against every spirit of witchcraft and sorcery and astrology and all those things that's displeasing in your sight. We plead the blood of Jesus over the hands of the enemy on today. And no weapon formed against any of us on today shall prosper. God, we pray that you speak to the hearts of men. Draw them to you, saying, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? In Jesus' name we pray. Come to Jesus while you may have this chance. Because you may not have this chance. God bless you. Ready, church. Be ready.